History in the Spotlight, The Beautiful People's Legacy of Leadership and Entertainment in Marietta by Raphael Anglade and Connor Chominke. Illuminated in the heart of Marietta, the People's Bank Theater is not only a beloved landmark, but also a cultural beacon for the community. From its early days showcasing silent films accompanied by live orchestras to a $7.5 million restoration completed in 2016, the theater has remained a cornerstone of Marietta's art scene. With stunning architecture and a rich history that spans more than a century, it continues to captivate audiences, providing a platform for both legendary acts and local talent. The theater has hosted everything from vaudeville acts to contemporary concerts, providing its versatility and relevancy. Although big names in country and folk music have performed here, above all, People's Bank Theater is a community gem, run and operated by the people of Marietta. Quote, "My father was on the original Restoration Committee from 2004 until 2014, when he passed away," says Miranda Duty, the current general manager. Quote, "He never got to see the venue open, but this was a passion of his." Originally, the new Hippodrome Theater in 1911, it was destroyed by fire 6 years later, leading to its rebuilding in 1919. After decades of bright lights and showtimes, the theater fell into disrepair, closing in 1985. However, 4 years later, thanks to the efforts of community members such as Duty's father and local business leader Dan Stephan, the theater was revived. Stephan purchased the venue during the period and transferred ownership to the Historical Society. The Washington County Historical Society, founded in 1961, depends on the work of volunteers, support from its members, donations, and the grants leading to major projects such as a theater restoration. After her father's passing, Duty took on the responsibility of managing the venue, despite the challenges that came with it. Quote, "They were struggling a little bit, so I took the leap of faith and came over here because, again, it was part of my dad for a long time and he was gone, so I thought this would be another piece to get to keep him. And it just kept going from there," Duty says. Today, Duty honors her father's legacy while also making her own mark, ensuring that the venue remains a dynamic part of Marietta's entertainment scene. Quote, I want to continue my father's work, but I also want to bring in new ideas that keep the theater relevant to the community," she says. Duty is also focused on growing the theater's community engagement, particularly through local events such as First Fridays during the summer. Those evenings, which close the streets to traffic, invite the community to enjoy music and performances in a relaxed, accessible setting. Beyond those outdoor gatherings, the theater also fosters inclusivity through its sensory-friendly film series, held from May to October on the second Sunday of each month. Designed for individuals with autism or sensory sensitivities, the screenings feature dim lighting and adjusted sound levels, and admission is free. The theater's year-end movie events, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show and the Polar Express, offers family-free hot cocoa, cookies, and holiday fun. Quote, "We encourage families to dress up in their favorite pajamas and just come in and watch the movie," Duty says. Duty also cites the technological advances during the last couple of years, which allows them to showcase bigger shows while keeping the small venue feeling that the theater is known for. Quote, "It's an intimate setting," Duty says. "It gets the artist away from the huge hustle and bustle of the big venues where everything's so chaotic." For other members of the People's Bank Theater staff, this homey feel takes on more literal meaning. Quote, "I would live here if they would let me," says Tyson Gillis, assistant manager. "I already spend as much time here as they let me." According to Gillis, this year's headliners such as Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour, Dayton Contemporary Dance Company, and Pink Floyd tribute band Dark Side of the Moon are all, quote, must-see performances. As for the theater's long-term plan, Duty is committed to expanding its reach and ensuring that it remains a place where the community can gather and enjoy great performances. Quote, "This place is home to me," Duty says. "If you haven't come to our venue for a show, please do."